Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Monday, the 10th of February, 2020. It is the 41st day of the year. 325 days remain till the end of the year, 38 days until spring begins, 22 days until primaries, and 267 days until presidential elections. Sun rises this morning at 7:05, the sunset at 5:45 this afternoon. We have 10 hours and 40 minutes of daylight to play in. First high tide was at 12:43, next high tide at 11:49 this morning. The first low tide was just now at 5:39 this morning, and the final low tide at the Golden Gate at 6:21 this evening. The moon is currently 97.7% visible. Now it's a waning gibbous moon, and we will have a new moon on Sunday the 23rd. Today is Clean Out Your Computer Day, National Cream Cheese Brownie Day, National Flannel Day, National Home Warranty Day, Oatmeal Monday, Plimsoll Day, Teddy Day, Tuba Shvat, Umbrella Day. It's also the Feast of St. Paul's Shipwreck in Malta, Fenkel Day in Eritrea, Kurdish Authors Union Day in Iraqi Kurdistan, and National Memorial Day of the Exiles and Fuabe in Italy. On this day in African American history, Leontine Price was born in 1927, Roberta Flack born in 1937. 1957, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference was founded. And in 1964, after 12 days of debate and voting on 125 amendments, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Civil Rights Act of 1964 by a vote of 290 to 130. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@kalw.org. Time right now is 5:51. More BBC News later this hour with Topline at 8:42. BBC News Hour later today at 2 o'clock. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Whew, did you feel that huge wind yesterday? The strongest was clocked at 90 miles per hour in the North Bay. We saw downed power lines in Oakland and San Mateo County, toppled trees all over the Bay Area, blown out windows in one San Francisco high-rise, canceled ferry runs between San Francisco and Marin County, and dangerous driving conditions over the Bay Area's big bridges. Almost 65,000 Bay Area electric customers were without power yesterday afternoon. Almost 40,000 of those were in the East Bay. Pacific Gas and Electric said no public safety power shutoffs are coming, as conditions are neither hot enough nor dry enough to prompt concern about fires, but PG&E has, however, activated its local emergency centers to facilitate local response to the outages. No injuries have been reported. Thanks to friends at sfgate.com for that story. Starting today, 10 BART ambassadors wearing distinct uniforms will walk trains in teams of two along the agency's busiest routes. The BART officials are hoping a new ambassador program will provide riders with a sense of added security and help curb inappropriate behavior aboard trains. The ambassadors were recruited from the ranks of BART's police community service officers. They completed de-escalation and anti-bias training on Friday. The unarmed ambassadors will ride trains from 2 in the afternoon to midnight 7 days a week. When police are needed, the ambassadors will call an officer. The story found on NBC Bay Area. Some Northern California voters are receiving documents that resemble a U.S. Census form, but they are actually fundraising appeals from the Republican National Committee. Do not destroy official document, 2020 Congressional District Census written on the envelopes. But the forms ask, do you plan on supporting Donald Trump in the 2020 presidential election? And do you approve of the Democrats' never-ending witch hunt to try and destroy President Trump? The letter accompanying the census asks for $25 to $1,000. These phony census forms are showing up in Sacramento, Tulare County, and Montana. Republican National Committee spokesperson says the mailers are clearly marked that they are from the Republican National Committee. Cross Currents Morning Report is coming up later this hour. An election brief coming up at 3 o'clock in the 3 o'clock hour. Also, more local news at 4:04 this afternoon, and a full half hour of Cross Currents later today at 5. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance.